This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
84-73, Pitt bounced from the tournament by Xavier University, coached by Sean Miller, you know that. But let's turn our attention to the coach here in Western Pennsylvania, Jeff Capel, who coaches those Panthers. And it was quite a ride, quite a season, and Pitt brought us to a place, at least Pitt fans, to a place that you probably didn't think they would take you to. Pitt gets a victory in the NCAA tournament, and you play Xavier, and man, was Xavier good. They passed the ball. Hell, I don't think it hit the floor one time in their first 11 shots, it seemed like. But that being said, now, and this is the landscape of college football, college athletics, Jeff Capel's team loses a game, and right away, he's planning for next year. This is the talk, and this is the conversation. First, Capel.
You know, unfortunately, in the way the job is now, you don't really get a break. You know, it's not like it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago in the profession. So you get right back to it. You start to figure out, you try to figure out, you know, the very first thing is that you try to figure out your roster. And then you try to figure out who can you go get. And so I have people on my staff that have already started that process as far as looking at young guys or guys, I should say, that have entered the portal already. Some high school kids. I mean, look, we'll look everywhere to try to find the right people. We want to get good players, but it's really important going forward, especially after this year with these guys, to make sure we have the right people. And so that will probably happen when I get back to the hotel. We'll start looking at that.
My gosh. And Capel hit on the absolute biggest aspect of all this, which is the most important question. And you'd love to celebrate everything that Pitt accomplished. You'd love to live in some of its glory for a while, and you can do that. But at the same time, the main big number one question is this. Did what we just see from Pitt this year, especially from about Christmas time on to the NCAA tournament, did what we just see from them, was that a one-off? Was that something that was an outlier? Or was that the first block in a building block process? Because as this year was important, and as maybe even last year was important, I've said this to a couple people. Next year will be one of probably the most important season in the last 15 years of Pitt basketball. Next season will. What direction will it take? Will it continue to grow, or will it go back to what it was? And I think it's a gigantic question. And man, I'm excited to see what happens.
It's definitely going to grow because of the way they did it and how they did it and the circumstances they did it underneath. They didn't do it with a bunch of NBA guys. They didn't do it with guys that are going to leave college early. They did it with guys that transferred in, that were looking for another opportunity, guys that, you know, maybe not even been starters on some of the bigger teams, you know, the Dukes, the North Carolinas, teams of that nature. And you can get guys like that again. You set the foundation of how you want your team and how you think your team can be as an organization year in and year out. And you could do it with guys that will transfer in, guys that aren't probably going to go to the NBA, and guys that could just play team basketball. That's what we saw this year. We saw an actual basketball team work together. Nobody was a me guy. Nobody was a guy like, hey, I need to pad my stats because I'm going to get drafted to the NBA or I'm going to leave early to go to the NBA. They did it with guys that weren't me guys that could play together. And I think that that could be a very, very good method to how they can extend this as a basketball
team. It's how you're going to have to build the program, at least. Well, I hesitate to even say short term versus long term, but this is the way programs are built now. This is the brave new world that we're in with NIL and free transfers and all that. This is how you're going to have to do it. And you're going to have to replace about 35 to 40 points per game of production in Burton, Cummings, and Elliott, grad guys, each and every one of them. You're going to have to hope that you protect a guy like Federico maybe from being poached from another program who might try to pay him a big NIL fee. You're going to also have to continue to get production and improve production from Hinson, Sabandi, the Diaz-Graham twins, right? There's a way to not just say, hey, we're going back to the tournament next year, but we're going to push through to the Sweet 16. It requires, though, exactly what Jeff Capel just said. You go back to the hotel room as soon as you're done with this season and you start planning for next season. Because, again, in the atmosphere that exists now in college athletics, big-time D1 college athletics, in basketball and football anyway, you've got to constantly be building your roster for the next year. And that's why you've got to jump into it immediately, just like he said there.
I put myself in Capel's shoes yesterday and what I would possibly be feeling after we just had the loss where we had the loss at and against who we lost to. And I was like, I'd be feeling so exuberant, I guess would be the word, of getting back to the drawing board, of being like, I finally have a foundation of how I want this to be run and how it could work. So his answer in that interview of getting back to the drawing board was on par with how I would feel after losing a tournament game and heading into next year.
Well, one thing, Adam, and here's where I come down on this, is I look at this and I say, man, Capel's got to build this thing back up, and he's probably got to go get three guys again, right? And then the other part of me says, if Capel was able to get three guys whenever Pitt was way down, how can't he get three guys now that they just did this?
I think it's probably a fair way of looking at it. I do think, just to caution Pitt fans, is you're guessing every year. You're going to get, I would imagine, good players. Are they going to fit? You just don't know. You don't know.
Well, it's free agency.
Correct. Mm-hmm. You know that, okay, this guy put up 12 points and 6 rebounds in Conference X. So you figure he can be productive in Conference Z, or the ACC, I guess, in this case. But is he going to have a good mindset? Nelly Cummings, really good player. But he came in, and I heard Aiden Fish talking to Jeff Hathorn the other day about this. He said, we're making the NCAA tournament. He came in, he started working in the summer, and he said, I don't care where you've been. Here's where we're going. You need guys to come in like that. And so I would actually preach, now again, patience with Jeff Capel. Next year, it might work out better than this year. It also might not. But every year, you're almost throwing darts at the dartboard. Can the talent we bring in mesh the way that it did here in 2023?
Fan Hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. 14-3 and 12-2 runs yesterday by Xavier kind of put Pitt to sleep. For me, I thought that Xavier team, look, from the time that the season started till the time that the conference tournament started till the time that the tip-off was yesterday in through halftime and the end of the game, Xavier was a better basketball team the whole year, every single minute. So there was no shame in losing to Xavier. It did surprise me the amount of open looks and how Xavier beat them. There were times where the ball didn't hit the floor and all five guys touched it, it seemed. There were times they ripped it off the rim and went down, reversed the basketball, threw 50-foot passes, then swung it back around. And Pitt was, I don't want to say flat-footed, but it felt like the moment caught up to them. Xavier was so well coached in comparative. And their offense, they ran their offense. It just looked like Pitt finally hit that wall and played a really good basketball team.
You could say whatever you want about the guy, but the one thing that you have to say whenever you link his name to basketball is he's a damn good coach.
Sean Miller's a whiz.
And always
an
has
offensive
been.
Whiz.
Always has been. Oh, you know what you're getting out of Sean Miller if you're going against his basketball team, and it showed. And I said this last week. I was like, you know, Pitt has to play their game. And if in the tournament, most teams have to play their game because the turnaround is so fast of having to play against a new team. You don't have enough time to really scout. Simultaneously, Xavier and Sean Miller's team, They played their game, but they knew who they were playing against, and they knew what they needed to do to beat Pitt. And Sean Miller, you have to give him credit. I know I'm a Pitt guy. I'm not being biased right now, but you have to really give him credit of being an outstanding, outstanding basketball coach.
Well, yeah, and I think if Pitt didn't come out hot early, you knew it was going to be an uphill battle, yeah. And we saw that. The first couple missed threes, you go, ah,
yep,
man, if those drop, probably completely different, at the very least, completely different first half, right? Changes the atmosphere. And when they didn't drop, you went, okay, yep, this might be what I expected.
They ran into a tough matchup. I think Jeff Hathorn hit it on the head before the tournament even started. Who should Pitt want to play? Teams that can't make shots. Teams that aren't great offensively, because Pitt was not a great defensive team this year. And it didn't mean that they were definitely going to lose. If they hit their shots and play their game, then okay, you can come out with a win. But they ran into one of the better offensive basketball teams in the sport. I will say, yeah, I don't know that it's all that much out on a limb kind of prediction for me either. I think at some point Sean Miller is going to be the head coach of Pitt basketball. I'm not trying to say Jeff Capel's got to leave or anything like this, but at some point I would imagine a guy who's a Pitt guy, who's a wonderful coach, will be back here. And that's another reason I think Pitt fans should be optimistic now, is maybe Jeff Capel has a great career here at Pitt and leaves. Maybe he never leaves. Wonderful. But at some point, coaches, they leave.
What if
Sean Miller's coming back at some point?
Well, what if Sean Miller has a better job right now? That's the thing. He has essentially an NBA arena. They don't have football, so everything is funneled towards basketball. He has absolutely toppled Cincinnati as the number one team in town in that city. Why would Sean Miller leave for this job when he has that job? I understand the conference implications, but other than that, why?
Well, I think, first of all, there's going to be a commitment, a renewed commitment to, we're going to pay money here if we're Pitt. If you have success, you could spend some money.
Don't think Xavier alums have money?
They got money. I also think there's a huge heartstring calling to go back to your alma mater. I mean, I know how it would work for me. If I was at a job anyplace else and West Virginia came calling, it'd be really hard if the money was similar to say no.
You know what that does, though? And I've said it even with, like, Jim Harbaugh. That becomes foggy, that situation, because you don't want to go back to your alma mater and have the things that you did before be erased because of the negative things that could come to it. And I think that Sean Miller really, really does think in detail of that. It's like, if I go back to Pitt, I want people to remember me as the Pitt basketball player, not as the Pitt coach that possibly didn't do
well. Can I tell you what I think a bigger situation is in terms of coaching right now? What if Jeff Capel walks in today and says he wants an extension after this year?
He should.
He's got 3 more years on his contract left after this one. There were a lot of rumblings last year about the financial implications. What if he walks in and he says, hey, we got this athletic department going in all different directions. We got a wrestling national champion who we're going to have on today at 9:30. We got the volleyball coach. He just got a new contract. We got football headed in the right direction. Both soccer teams are apparently really good around here. All kinds of great stuff is happening, right? I just took you guys on the ride that everybody paid attention to. The whole athletic department stopped. I want some more money. What if he does that today?
The only way you do that if you're Heather Lake is, okay, fine. You get an extension. Buyout goes down.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the key to the whole thing.
But he should. I mean, that's what Narduzzi did, right? Narduzzi was like, hey, look at me.
When you got to strike when the iron's hot.
Yep.
Because you know if it gets cold again, you talk about that buyout. If it's not a big number, you're right back out on your
butt.
Does
he deserve it?
I would make him play. No, I would make him play it out through next year and prove that he's built a program and not just 1 year. But you've got to be excited as to where they are. You've got to be. No matter how many naysayers there are, people say it's going to crumble. It's going to go down. It was just they were older than the Oklahoma City Thunder and everything like that. And this team was just a bunch. All that might be true. What you can't take away from Jeff Capel is, it got turned around and they went to the tournament when they were picked 14th. Mm-hmm. Those facts are facts.
And as Crowley laid out earlier, if he's able to bring in those 3 guys again, like he did last, if he's able to do it this year, why can't he do it coming off of this year?
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.